anything to eat and anything to wear either. Well, I often wondered. Well, in other words, what brought it about first was they all started in then, was when they started in the making liquor, and making whiskey. And as we call moonshine, and they started selling moonshine. Well, of course, that wrecked the whole situation, the people and all, the family life and so forth. At making that liquor and having around there all the time, and that whiskey, and having the crowds around there that would come and get it and so forth. Still, lots of them held the principle up quite a bit. But it was always a question to me, why, if that younger generation coming along couldn't make a living like the older generation did, why they couldn't take care of their families. So I was making delivery one day, carrying a fellow named Oscar Tyler home, and we were talking. Oscar lived back in the mountains over there, and Oscar was a distiller at that time, and he had two kids and his wife, and they were having a terrible time getting along. Well, when we got to the top of the hill, top of the mountain there, and started off down in the valley, Oscar says, you know, Mr. Randall says, do you know that Pa raised 26 of us down in this valley here? And he said, you know, we had plenty to eat. We had plenty of clothes. And said, we never did want for anything. He said, you know, I got a wife and two children, and said, I can't make them a living. And said, I tell you, it's just hard for me to get by. And he said, you know, but when Ma needed any shoes for us or any clothing or whatever it might be, said, she'd tell Pa, said, you're going to have to go in tomorrow and get so many yards of cloth and so many pair of shoes and so many pair of stockings, and you're going to have some coffee and you're going to have some sugar. You see, they raised everything else there. So then that afternoon late, just before dark, said, Pa would have us to get out there and get up two or three kid goats and get up a shoulder or two, a pig or two, and said, get a yearling up. And said, we'd get them out there. And said, you know, we'd kill them. And said, we'd dress them. And said, let them hang till the next morning at daylight. And said, then we'd get out there and cut them down. And he had his hack there, and we'd cut that meat up. Had a big old block there. And we'd cut it up and put it in there on some sheets in there. And said, then, you know, Pa would have breakfast by that time. We'd hit the mule up and he'd be going on to town. He'd go on to town and said when he come back, said he had everything she told him to get. And said, generally a little money. And I said, well, Oscar, now you've explained.